The future is a hefty responsibility and not one that we take lightly. But then taking things lightly has never been what Hefty is about. That's why we've created the Hefty Renew program that turns hard to recycle plastics into valuable resources like park benches and building materials. To participate, simply fill up an orange Hefty Renew bag with accepted items, tie it up, and drop it in with your regular recycling. That's it. It's that easy. It's time to rethink recycling with Renew. Particular valued resources may vary by geography. More info available at heftyrenew.com.
Hooking you up with millennial dating advice, I'm your host, Heather Hopkins, and you're listening to The Hookup. Hey, guys.
Hey, guys.
Hey, guys. We're back for another episode of The Hookup with Heather Hopkins.
Hey.
This episode is on breakups. I'm feeling loopy now. Or no, I'm feeling goofy, so this is going to be a rough one. Okay, so I have Jared in the house.
What's up?
What's up,
Jared? What's up?
He's a singer. He's the phone swap guy. And he's the future Bruno Mars. Give us a snippet.
Hey, on the spot.
Come on, go.
Okay.
Hold on.
All right. Let's see.
I can see you when the wind falls. I can see you in my dreams. And at the ledge of where I once froze. In the past of every day.
Oh my gosh.
Yeah.
So, as you can tell, he's probably broken a lot of hearts.
Mm-hmm.
Do you usually do it in song?
Yes.
I'm breaking up with you. I don't care.
Oh, no, I used to pick up girls in the train.
Oh, okay.
Mm-hmm. Sing about it. Yeah.
So, as we start out every episode, what's your jam?
So, my jam is the Justin Timberlake tour right now.
Yeah.
That thing is all over the place, and I'm so excited. I'm getting tickets.
Oh.
I don't know when, but I'm going to do it.
Okay. I love Justin Bieber. Freudian slip. I also love him too.
Oh no! Okay.
I totally said Justin Bieber, but I love him too. If you're listening,
oh yes, just kidding. He's dope.
Hey, Justin.
Hi.
I know you totally listen to my podcast.
They're like, all right, what Justin are they now talking about?
Don't worry, this podcast will never apply to you because I would never break up with you.
Never.
Just kidding. I probably would. I don't know, maybe. If I met him and I didn't like him, I might break up with
him. But if you met him and you liked him?
Then it said it wouldn't apply to him. We'd get married, probably. No. All right. I forgot to write down my jam for this one. I think it's going to be like, you know on Spotify how you can click?
Click them.
How you can pick playlists?
Yeah.
So, like, I'm really into, like, the happy ones.
Give us a...
Like, the happy hits.
Okay, can you give us a sample?
No.
No sample?
You can...
No, I'm not giving it.
It's like all the music is like, and it makes you feel happy.
But you need those.
There's like the good vibes playlist, the happy hits.
And then the death metal.
Happy folk. Oh, no, I didn't do that. All right. Usually our podcasts are like a little more like gamey.
Mm-hmm.
Like they're a little more like, and the next game is blah, blah.
Mm-hmm.
But today I just got so many questions on breakups that people sent in. So I was like, let's just break it down.
We got to break it down.
We're going to break it down now. That's actually sounding kind of good.
Nice.
this is just us going through questions. It's going to be chill. Ready for this?
Yes, I'm ready.
All right, so. This is just like in general, just so people can get to know you more.
Mm-hmm.
What are some reasons you've broken up with people and people have broken up with you? So give us a reason why you've broken up with someone.
The reason I've broken up with someone because I've gotten bored.
Okay.
Yep.
Is it because you're dating people that are just boring people?
Probably.
Or like you're literally, it's just like you do the same things and it's just like,
I think, because all right, I like to date. For some reason, I always date shyer girls.
Oh,
just because maybe they're harder to, you know,
you like get. To like crack them.
Maybe it's like, yes.
Ooh.
Maybe it's like a challenge. And then I just like, okay, yeah, they're sweet, but I need someone a little bit more.
A little spice.
Yeah, I need a little cayenne.
A little dash of cayenne.
Little Mrs. Dash.
Cayenne. All right. So, how about, what about people? Wait, so we did people that you
that
broke
I've
up
broken
with.
Up with.
Now, when someone broke up with you, why did they break up with you?
They broke up with me because they needed change. No, I really don't know. I still ask them this. Why are you going to break up with me? No, I'm not really conceited or anything like that. But like,
why are you gonna break up with me?
No, the last girl that broke up with me, she was just young and everything was just in her face, not mm-hmm. like that.
Yeah.
I
didn't go there.
I think it's just again like timing. Like different, I was yeah. here and she went to school with this one dude and yeah, she just wants attention.
Okay, I see. All right, so I've broken up with people because I didn't want to do distance. Mm-hmm. I've broken up with people because we were on different pages, like commitment-wise.
Both valid point, yeah.
I've been broken up with because I've had people like frustrated that I can never hang out.
Mm-hmm.
It's just a time in my life that I'm busy and I'm doing my thing and yes. like it's just hard. So timing, I think, is really important.
Mm-hmm.
Is there any breakups that you had that were blow-ups, like bad breakups?
Mm-hmm. Yes.
Tell me about one.
Girl waited in my driveway, mm-hmm. and I wasn't home, and my mom was kind of scared.
Mm-hmm.
You know, oh she gosh. Decided to okay. stalk me a little bit.
Oh, boy.
No, it was weird. All right, ooh. So a girl I dated, this is super weird. So I got rid of her,
uh-huh.
and... She's like, no, Jer, no, you like me, I promise.
Did her voice
she's
sound like
that? She's like, I wasn't no, ready. No. And I literally, like, when you completely cut things off without allowing things to happen and linger on or whatever, like, oh, yeah, come over, I mean, I guess we can kick it. When you literally lay down that line,
oh, God.
They just, they don't like it.
No.
So they try to do anything that they can do to get back into your life. And this girl decided to wait outside my house.
So you had a crazy ass?
Yeah, my mom's like, Jared, oh, you boy. Better come get this girl. She's been outside this house for 2 hours.
No.
Yes.
Oh, my God. I can't even imagine being like, I'm going to go wait outside this guy who just broke up, mm-hmm. and I'm going to go wait outside of his house for 2 hours.
Mm-hmm.
Who has time for
it
that?
It was weird. And then all my friends went to her college, too.
Oh.
So, like, whenever I would go and visit my friends,
she was like, I see his car.
Yeah. She was so excited. Who are you with, Jared? Where are you going? She's
oh
like,
my
no,
Lord.
Stay with me. And I was like, get away. She just... Good. Sometimes she just doesn't. All right, I'm not a mean person. Let's start
He's
from
definitely
the
not. Yeah.
But like sometimes when you cut it off and you've had enough, and mm-hmm. she just kind of went overboard.
Got it.
That's all it is.
Don't go overboard, ladies.
Don't go overboard.
If it's over, just get over the harsh reality that's
yes.
over and move on.
Yes.
You get it, girl.
You get it.
So I actually had. I really have had cool break. Not cool breakups, but cool. Like, we're always, like, end up chill being friends, which we'll talk about being friends with exes. But I had one breakup that was a blow-up. It was a horrible blow-up.
What happened?
Basically, he got mad because I was too busy to see. Like, I got to see him only, like, once a week or once every, like, 2 weeks, and he was not having that. And I told him many times, I'm like, you shouldn't compromise on this. If mm-hmm. you need a girl who's going to be there, then you should go find that. I'm like, I don't think you should stay in this.
Mm-hmm.
And I was, and so blah blah blah. So, anyways,
blah,
we
blah,
end
blah,
up
blah blah blah. Sound like there was a lot of information.
Blah blah blah. Well, anyway. It's just like yeah, but too complicated. But anyways, in the end, he ended up like blowing up on me,
mm-hmm.
yelling at me, and then went into my roommate. My like roommate was outside on the couch, and he starts yelling at her, and he's like, I'm never coming back, blah, blah, blah. And then he, like, gets in the Uber. And one thing that we always, like, had a disagreement on, like, well, I want someone who's Christian. So that's mm-hmm. why we were never, like, in a relationship. And he ended up yelling out of the Uber, by the way, evolution is real.
Oh!
And I'm like, oh, dear. Okay, that's why we're ending this one. I was like, I don't know what that was.
Yeah.
That's exactly why we are breaking up and why. Because I just was like, that's what you've been holding in right there?
Evolution is real.
Evolution is real!
He's a hater.
I'm like, oh my Lord. Okay.
He's a
bye-bye.
Hater.
I thought that was pretty funny.
Did a little clever.
I had a little snicker. I was like, ha!
Did you giggle?
All right. So what's the best way to break up with someone? What do you think?
All right.
Should we do like mock breakups?
Yeah.
All right. So let's give a scenario.
All right. Break it down.
So basically, what was one of the reasons why someone broke up with you? They said you were wait.
Well, no, I want to do a breakup that I broke with them. We don't have to go there.
Okay.
Trying to make me a little
I was gonna act like the crazy girl. Are you kidding me?
Yes.
Okay. Break up with me because how about like we've gone on like a bunch of dates and like you're just like I'm just kind of boring and so like just break up with me.
Okay, just break up. You want me to hit you with a hammer or you want me to, like, gently lay you down?
Don't you think breakups should be a gentle lay down? Or yeah. Do you think they... Okay, yeah. So, yeah, like, do it how
But they
you,
should be firm.
And yeah, strong. Firm, right. But yeah.
Hey, Heather. What's up? Yeah, you want to go get a drink? Yeah, sure, okay.
Yeah, sure, okay.
So, we've been talking for a while. You know, uh-huh. I do have...
So you're gonna make things sound normal.
Yeah,
and then you're gonna like throw it on me.
No, I'm not gonna throw it on you. I'm gonna slide it in.
Okay. Sounds like we're getting drinks, and yeah. I think it's just getting drinks, and then you throw it on me.
Yeah. Okay. Maybe it's all right. Maybe let's not. All right. Let's okay. not take it to a public place.
Okay.
Let's do it a small place.
Yeah. Chill.
Be like. So, what is you say what? What is it, Jared?
What is it? What's going on?
Oh my gosh! It's just.
What's go? Are you breaking up with me?
I just... Alright, to be honest, like, lately...
Uh-huh.
I just feel like... I just can't give you everything that you want.
Well, I'm fine...
No.
What?
You need... Look.
What?
I know what you need, and I can't give it to you. I'm so focused on my goals, and just right now... I know
but
the
I'm fine with the way things are.
I know the type of person and who you need, and I want to give that to you, but I cannot, and I know what you want. I just want someone that's going to take care of you, and just right now, I cannot do that. Like, like, listen, like, I love you.
Uh-huh.
I have love for you, and I know what you want. I just do not want to do that to you.
Okay.
Like, so, as like, hard as it... No, of course this isn't it. Like, obviously,
we'll are we gonna be friends?
We'll be friends. Like, the thing is, like, I don't want you to hate me or be mad at me. I just really want us to be, like, chill, but just, like, you need to understand. I really think you're a good girl, but you deserve more than I can give you. Check, please.
Killed it.
But no, I try to let him down something like that because I don't, well, not like that.
Yeah.
But literally, I love. Going straight to the point. I don't like drama. Mm-hmm. I don't want to text you. Hey, you know, so you feeling the way that
So you think it's an in-person type thing?
You have
do
to.
Do it in person.
Yeah.
Get her done.
It has to be heartfelt. Like, you can't just be like, all right, yeah. Look.
Yeah. And you, I look.
Yeah. All right. Hey. All right. Look.
Not feeling this.
Not feeling this. So. My new's in the car. My new girlfriend's in the car.
My new bae's in the car.
My new bae.
I would. Okay. Gosh. Okay. I think it has to be, like, they have to know it's coming beforehand. Because, mm-hmm. like, blindsiding someone is...
Mm-hmm.
Oh, it's so heart, too bad. Heart, so, heart. I would be like, hey, like, we gotta talk. Okay, so, like, they get, like, the we gotta talk text. And they heart, know. Heart hopefully drops. They know right there. Like, I'm gonna break mm-hmm. up with them. And then I would be like... I'd be like, all right, so... God, this is actually harder than I thought.
Yeah, if you guys could see it right now, she's
I'm getting
like,
kind of nervous.
Yeah, she's rubbing the couch and squeezing it.
She's my hands sweating. Are sweating. Feel them.
I'm no.
Okay, so I'd be like, I probably would be nervous to do this because I don't like hurting people's feelings. Mm-hmm. But I'd be like, you know, I've been thinking.
Hands in your lap, Heather.
I'm sorry. Why are you reading? Okay, I'm sorry. I'd be like, you know, like I've been thinking about everything, and I just think it's best if we're not together. Like, I just feel like we're in different places in life, and I have all these things that I want to do, and I just don't think that we're going to be right for each other right now. And, like, I feel so bad. Like, I loved all the time I had with you, and I care about you so much, but I just don't think we're right for each other.
But like, why are we not right? Like, you said, like, time, I'm here
like,
to support you.
Okay, I love being with you, but I just have so much... that I need to do, and I just, it's not a good time for me to be in a relationship.
Well, if you love being with me, I can make it that right time. Like, I can be there for you.
Well, I've just realized since we've been, this is hard. I realized since
we've
been together that I just need to be alone.
Okay.
I'm really sorry.
Yeah, no, I understand. It's like, it's just like, Can we like wait on this? Like, can we just sit? You just like
no. I just need to be alone right now, and like we can still talk every once in a while. Like, I still want to hear about you. We can still like call on the phone, you know. But I just can't be with anyone right now.
Don't call me.
Okay. No, I won't then if that's what you want.
No, like
I actually had a guy. That I dated, and I made him, like, I was on the other end where I was being broken up with, I guess, mm-hmm. and I told him, and it was more of, like, a complicated situation, back and forth type thing, and I was like, no, I need you to tell me to move on, because if you can tell me that, then
ooh, yeah,
obviously,
yeah, 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 yeah.
you aren't over this. So I made him tell me that. And he did. And I was like, great, now I can move on.
Well, that's something. So a girl that, all right, I'm going to put a quick little curveball.
Yeah, no, go for it.
So a girl that I have had a thing for since I moved from Chicago here. That was 4 years ago.
Yeah.
She was in a bad time at place in her life. Okay. Abusive relationship, blah, 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 blah. Speeding up. She left so sketchy, I actually wrote a couple songs about her.
Ooh.
And
content.
Yes. But like, this was like ongoing. We're never to pull the trigger because she would not take that step. So after maybe a year after talking to her, and I still couldn't get off her mind.
Yeah.
I randomly decided, I was like, look, is there at least somebody else? Like, were you dating someone? Like, what? Like, just, I need you to say you got a man.
Mm-hmm.
Sometimes you just need that clarity.
I needed that. That's exactly. Because we would have kept going back and forth because, like, we loved each other as people. But then it was just like, I was like, okay, no. I need you to tell me I need to move on. And if you can tell me that, then obviously you're not.
Well, but guys will sometimes, like, I don't want you to, but, like.
But, I mean, like, okay, think about it. So if a girl told you that, you're really into, but, like, you're not. What would you think? Like, would you, and you told her to move on, would you still be, like, would it come from a place of, like, I don't know how to explain this. Would it come from a place of, like, you don't actually want them to move on, but you're just saying, like.
Obviously we don't. Well, maybe if we break it up with them, we want them to move on.
Yeah.
But, like, if we don't, it's probably because we don't want, I don't know. It's like, I don't know.
Would you be able to say that to someone that you're, like, really into? Would you be able to tell her to move on? Even if it wasn't a right time for you to be in a relationship, would you be able to tell a girl that you're really into to move on?
No, I say you better wait up for me.
Oh, that's what you would say?
No, I'm kidding. No, literally, I probably would. Because, again, like, if I really like that girl, I want the best for her.
Yeah, that's
like,
good.
Like, just real talk.
That's good. Yeah. So that's how that was my way of.
But one thing you have to do.
Yeah.
If you're being broken up, don't act like it's mutual. Obviously, it's not mutual. So sometimes you're like, you know.
It was
mutual. Yeah, you know, I agree. Yeah, you know, we're at different places. Do not get your point across. Be like, I still love you.
Yeah.
Put it out there.
Get it all out there. Because I say you got to like give it your everything.
Because you don't want it to build up.
Mm-hmm. Totally. Mm-hmm. All right. What do you think about being friends with an ex? Do you think that's good? You think, is it healthy?
I have a best friend. But,
oh,
like,
really?
It's healthy and it's not healthy.
Yeah.
Because, I don't know. It's, all right, so we've talked, and again, when you stay close to someone, and then when you're around someone, you're around that person, it's, I don't know, it's weird because you guys still have somewhat of a connection.
Mm-hmm.
Sometimes it's easier to let them go, but I think it shows really maturity if you can kind of stay friends with them. And,
I agree. I don't think you should have, like, a lot of bad blood.
But still, sometimes if they were the one to break up with you, and you still, you know, just I don't know. Sometimes it can turn out bad.
Yeah.
My girl.
I think it just depends. What?
She wanted me to sing at her wedding.
Oh gosh, that's weird. I bet
it was very awkward. But like we've.
What do you think about exes at weddings?
That's not a good thing.
Yeah, I don't think I would have that.
Not a good thing.
I think it totally depends for me. Like, if I'm, like, really, like, I totally have people where, like, I would never date them again. Mm-hmm. Hard no. And I can be friends with them, you know?
Hard no.
Stamp. Bye-bye.
Cut off.
But then some people, like, I think if I actually hung out with them, like, I don't think it would be good for me.
Yeah. I know. I'm the same way.
I think it would easily fall back into something.
I'm the same way.
And
so
I think it just depends.
Because it's the vibe and it's the feelings that you once had.
Yeah.
But it doesn't mean you're good for each other.
Yeah.
Everybody has a feeling.
Yeah. But I think some people you can definitely be friends with. Like,
yeah.
It just depends.
I've cut off people, but like sometimes when they're always trying to, you know, and they were the one that cut you off.
Yeah.
It's like, oh, maybe let me regain something, you know.
Yeah. What do you think about rebounds? Good, bad?
Rebounds ain't gonna fix the problem.
The problem is you.
Yes.
I think like, you know, I have friends who were dating guys for years, and then they get a rebound, and they realize that rebound makes them realize there's more fish in the sea. Maybe they're not the right person, but at least they're like, oh, I can, like, have feelings again. Good. All right, moving on. I'm for them. I'm pro-rebound.
Oh, my.
You're not?
No.
I mean, I don't think they're going to work out. But, like...
I know they're not going to work.
Same time, I do have friends who, like, dated a guy right after who would be considered a rebound. But, mm-hmm. like, then now they're perfect
for that. Well, no, I agree. But sometimes people do those rebounds because they think it's going to take the time off or take the focus off of that one person. Mm-hmm. But you're going to get back home from that date. And you're going to be like...
It's just, like, a temporary... fix.
Yeah, yeah, just like alcohol. Like, let's go get lit.
Yeah, exactly. No, yeah, I agree.
You're hungover,
but I think sometimes there is like a benefit to rebounds. That personally,
what's the benefit?
I just burped. You
smells.
No, it doesn't. I think some of my friends, I'm happy when they get a rebound because I'm like, they're like, oh, it was like nice. Like, I'm not gonna like date them, but like, it was nice to like know that there's other people out there that I'm like. I think it's cute and like I'm into. And I'm like, yes, there is. Well, you're going to do this. You're going to be fine.
It's a confidence thing because some people just need like, oh, they broke. Let me get a rebound. And sometimes you need that. Yeah. Like, you know, because breakups are hard and damaging.
Or they're like, no one will ever find me and be into me. How could anyone? And then they find that. And then someone like shows them interest and they're like, oh, it's fun to have that.
I agree.
I'm pro rebound.
I don't know. I just can't do it. My type of rebound is a song. I feel like you break up with someone.
Yeah, that's good.
Yeah, you go. You write a song about them.
Some people, it's like a tweet. You know, a subtweet.
You.
Yeah. You. How about talking to your ex when you're in a relationship?
I don't think it's good.
I agree. Done.
Done. Stamped.
Easy question.
Easy out.
Thanks, whoever sent that. Question answered. Don't do it. That concludes the end of our episode. Our little mini episode that I think is not even mini. I think it's probably a great amount of time. Pretty sure we went on for a bit. But thanks for listening all the way to this point. And here's your challenge. Do you have the challenge?
Yes.
Okay.
The challenge we have, live for something your heart is into.
Oh, that sounds deep. So poetic. I feel like we need to sing that. Live for something your heart is into. My challenge, because I forgot that I wrote one. Settling. Mm-hmm. It's on settling. Don't do it.
Don't do it.
Be alone. Own it, girl or boy. Own it. Like, yes. You're going to find someone. If you're with someone that you're settling with, break that off. It is time. If you're listening to this, this is your sign right now. I'm telling you, you need to break it off. Don't waste your time with a settle E.
Yeah, be powerful.
Be powerful. Take ownership of your life and get it.
Girl.
Get it, girl or boy.
Oh, boy.
We have a lot of boy listeners.
Yeah.
All right. So, Jared, where can everyone find you?
Everybody go to Instagram at Jared Grimble. And you can also check me out on Spotify and Apple Music. Or find me in the street.
And you know where to find me at Heather A. Hopkins for more updates. And always feel free to send in any questions that you have. Maybe I can answer them or my guest. All right, guys. Have an amazing rest of your day. I love you all. I'll see you on next week on The Hookup with Heather Hopkins. If you guys enjoyed the show, please show your love by leaving a review on iTunes. Thank you guys so much for listening, and I hope that you have the most amazing week.
The future is a hefty responsibility and not one that we take lightly, but then taking things lightly has never been what Hefty is about. That's why we've created the Hefty Renew program that turns hard to recycle plastics into valuable resources like park benches and building materials. To participate, simply fill up an orange Hefty Renew bag with accepted items, tie it up, and drop it in with your regular recycling. That's it. It's that easy. It's time to rethink recycling with Renew. Particular valued resources may vary by geography. More info available at heftyrenew.com.
It is Ryan here, and I have a question for you. What do you do when you win? Like, are you a fist pumper, a woohooer, a hand clapper, a high fiver? I kind of like the high five, but if you want to hone in on those winning moves, check out Chumba Casino. At chumbacasino.com, choose from hundreds of social casino style games for your chance to redeem serious cash prizes. There are new game releases weekly, plus free daily bonuses. So don't wait. Start having the most fun ever at chumbacasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18+.